Don't pat me, bro. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Daniel Sheehan is a San Francisco 49ers fan. And in 2005, he was told to submit to a pat-down search at the gate. And not just him, his five-year-old grandson was told to spread his arms and he got patted down too. And then it hit him. This was wrong. We're living in the United States of America. This is invading my right to privacy. And so he sued. And now it's gone to the California Supreme Court.
Having to stand with your arms outstretched while some stranger runs his hands all over your body is a very intrusive act.
That's Ann Brick, one of his lawyers. Well, lots of luck. Yes, this is America, but privacy is no longer part of the deal. Search to the football game? My fellow searchees, we are not just patted down at football games. We are scanned, x-rayed, unshod, debelted, sniffed, eavesdropped on, satellite tracked, seat belted, Bluetooth, webcammed, passworded, Googled, everywhere we go. Privacy? In the age of Facebook? In the age of Twitter, when somebody eating a pork chop can trigger an alert? I expect in a few years that last night's dreams will be online. Sheehan thinks that the pat-downs have nothing to do with terrorism, but with people bringing in outside beer. Well, maybe so, but that's because it's unauthorized outside beer. You need a concealed beer permit for that. And as the NFL lawyer says, if you don't like it, tough.
If you think that security's too much for you, you can stay home.
Yeah, stay home and freshen your Twitter updates. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.